All right, so the Major League Baseball trade deadline's coming up. The Nationals have had an abysmal season. Davey Martinez fired. Mike Rizzo fired. Team hasn't exactly taken off since their, I want to say, 22 games under 500. You can check that. But they're just having a terrible year. So the trade deadline's coming up. And once again, everybody's kind of saying, well, they're going to be sellers. They're sellers all the time. Now,
definitely sellers.
DeBartolo said that they would maybe be different, but we're going to see. Here's the question, and I put this up as our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Should they trade Mackenzie Gore? Their frontline pitcher, his record's not great because he's on the Nationals. His ERA right now, 3.52. He's got 144 strikeouts on the year. That is seventh in the National League.
And only 117 innings.
Yeah.
And his whip is a 1.27. That's 41st. But we've seen at times he's been really good. Month of May, he was really good. Should they trade him?
I'm starting to come around on it. Let's just do it. I mean, they're not as close as I thought they were a couple months ago when they were like hovering around 500 before they kind of fired everybody. I thought, okay, I see what they're building towards. Now it just feels like they're really far away. Let's just do it. Just move them.
Yeah, if you're going to get
I mean, look,
if
you know,
I'm actually pro trading.
If you know you're not going to get keep them after 27, so 2028 is free agent year. If you know for a fact there's no chance you're going to give Scott Boras a huge deal with his clients, Mackenzie Gore, then yes.
And you know their propensity.
Now, you're probably not going to get back equal value.
True.
You're just not.
But you get something back. You'd rather something
back
than nothing.
Well, you're just going to get a lot more now than you will next year. And I just think they're further away than I had hoped. So I think I would trade
unless
them.
They're somehow they're going to spend some money in the offseason, add a couple of nice free agents, and there'll be a better roster next year. And then you would need a legit number one pitcher. Now, odds are that's not going to happen because we know how the Lerners are. The Lerner family, anyway.
I mean,
but if you know for a fact you're not going to keep them in two more years, well, yeah.
When you say spend more money, how much money are we talking about? Because we know that the current payroll of guys that are currently on the
roster.
Double
the payroll.
Is right around $60 million.
All right, $120 million is not a lot of money for
it's
a payroll.
It's not. Yeah. But, like, do you expect them to double their payroll?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We don't know what's going through Lerner's head. If Lerner's saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and get two or three nice free agents next year. DeBartolo is going to be our GM. Who knows who the manager is going to be? But I'm tired of finishing last and having a payroll in the bottom five. But I would agree; it's probably not going to happen.
I just don't think those conversations are happening.
You're probably right. And if it's not happening, trade them.
Right.
So are you going to trade C.J. Abrams when his deal's up?
No.
Are you going to trade James Wood if you still own the team in four years?
Possibly. Yes.
I'm not trading any of those
all
guys.
All of these things are possible.
I'm not trading Mackenzie Gore.
I would say probable. They're probable.
If Lerner still owns the team in 4 years, it's going to be a disastrous four-year run.
If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Do you think they should trade Mackenzie Gore? ESPN put out a list of the most likely trade candidates heading into the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He's number three. 1-800-636-1067. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name, if it's DeBartolo or DeBartolo. I'm going to go with DeBartolo now. Here's what he said when he took over. He said, I'm looking to keep the young core group of our best players together. Certainly with my job, if someone calls, you always have to listen to what they have to say. But trading away a really high-quality young player is not something I'm looking to do right now. I hope he's a man of his word. Because at some point, you got to keep your guys. Mm. Or it's just going to be a never-ending cycle. EB's liking them to the Pirates. I agree. It'll be a never-ending cycle of constantly developing players, and then after a couple of years, trading them away and starting over.
Well, he probably...
It's a constant start over.
He says he's listening. He's probably not liking the what he's hearing from other teams.
Right, he doesn't like the returns
because
he's hearing.
Because a lot of these teams, unless they're really, really loaded in their farm system, they don't want to give up their top prospects, even for a pitcher like Gore. They want to try and get something for nothing. So maybe he's listening, but he's not liking what he's hearing. That's why he's saying... We want to keep our young guys together.
All right, so you're GM, you trade him. I'm GM, I would not trade him. Cakes?
Pro trade.
You're trading him, Jason?
I mean, I got to know what I'm getting back. Am I getting a great haul?
Yeah, the trade has to be.
I mean, I got
to
know what I'm getting back before I trade him.
I can't get fleeced on the trade, but I would be pro trading.
They traded Rosario. I'm Ed Rosario to the Yankees. Now, yeah. Rosario's not on the level of Gore, okay? They got an 18-year-old and another kid who apparently can't throw strikes.
Well, so, that's a problem. That's
so they got two average to below average prospects. Now it's Rosario, okay? I get it. You're not going to get top prospects for him. He's going to platoon at third base with Ryan McMahon probably. But Mackenzie Gore should get something, especially with 2 years left on his deal. If you're going to give me a nice haul and I'm going to get guys, and these guys study all the prospects. If you're going to give me something nice, sure. Because I know for a fact Scott Boras isn't going to resign here in 2 years.
I don't know that for a fact.
He ain't.
Well,
come
at
on.
A minimum, he's going to go test the market.
He ain't
that
here.
Much you do know.
At for, some for point, Boras don't you have client. To keep your best players? Yeah, when does Johnny Cakesaville's GM keep your best players?
But sometimes it's out of your control.
I'm just wondering, when do you keep your best players?
If I have ownership that comes to me and tells me we're only spending $80 million on the roster, I'm always going to be churning the roster.
Here's what they might start spending. So Scherzer's $15 million a year goes through 2028. Okay. Strauss's $35 million goes through 2026. So in all likelihood, they're not going to spend much money the next year or two. Okay. Because that's $40 million next year for guys that aren't even here. Right. Can you imagine them spending, on top of that? Right now, while they're losing, I doubt it.
No.
My guess is, on some level, they're waiting for that money to go away before they could strongly consider repaying these new guys and adding.
Yeah, you might be right. If you
so we're a couple years away.
If you wanted to keep Mackenzie Gore, keep your young core, well, you'd have to sign him now to a deal he can't pass up. And they're not going to go for that.
They're not going to do it. Yeah, he's not going to do that. I just don't think it's going to work on the timeline.
I'm tired of people crying poverty for this franchise and the ownership. It's getting tiresome at this point.
Yeah.
Like, for years, this is billed as these are the richest owners in all of baseball. But they're treating this team like it's a convenience store, a rundown convenience store on the corner. Like, at some point, you have to either spend money on your investment, or you have to sell your investment to somebody that will spend money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there's infighting between the family members as far as trying to sell the team, and they can't come up with a number that satisfies everybody. Just like I just feel like we're on a hamster wheel here with the inability to spend money on the roster.
Third worst record in baseball right now.
If they trade Gore, I won't be distraught. Because it makes
you don't have the emotional attachment.
Well, also in the timeline of like when they could potentially start adding, like in really, if they trade and they move on from Wood, that's going to be really bad. That's going to be really bad.
Yeah, I mean that would be. Then it's just four years down the road.
Yeah, but it would have to be maybe a year or two before that, if you want to get any haul. Like if they trade Wood because they're just not going to get anything in return, they don't see a future. That's when you just give up hope. There's no sense.
Yeah,
I mean, look, can kind of make sense of it.
They put the percentage of the trade happening before Thursday at 10%, and maybe that's because of DeBartolo's comments that he wants to keep his core guys together. Who knows? It's not 90% like some of these other guys, but if he was traded, Nats fans will just say to themselves, "Well, that's typical. We're trading away our young studs again."
Well, I'm okay with them trading Gore. Actually, because I don't think they're going
to... It's hard to come up with legit number one pitchers.
No, they're not going to get that in return.
I mean...
But maybe they can get two or three
But I'm saying for
guys.
Next year. So if you don't have Gore next year, all right, you got to go out. You're not going to go out and get a number one pitcher.
We have JoJo Gray coming back.
Yeah, but Gore's better than him. And he's coming off injury. There'd be a lot of question marks.
If I were Gore, I would be renting, not buying here in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a rental. I'd have a nice rental, but I would be renting.
Yeah,
would not be buying. I would not be putting down stakes here.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I'm just wondering if the Lerners recognize where they stand sort of as far as like fan perception of them right now.
Oh, they have to know.
Do they realize?
Their heads are just completely buried in the sand. They have to know.
They're sort of... They're sort of enemy number one right now.
Yeah, they've replaced Dan Snyder.
Unless they live in the most insulated world that you could live in, they have to know that fan frustration is boiling over.
Have there been any official protests yet?
Official protests? Not that I know of.
Honestly, I wonder if something like
fans
that might be
picketing outside of the stadium.
Yeah,
type of protest. Not that I know of.
Something like that.
I don't
like sell the team. How many times have we had Dan sell the team T-shirts or sell the team chants?
Countless times.
I mean, it might be at that point now.
Maybe the fans just don't care enough.
I think that's what's about to happen. Like, I think apathy is setting in with the fan base.
They don't want to waste their time.
Which is the worst thing that can happen to your fan base, is apathy. At least if there were protests and movements, like, then there's still passion about the team.
I think there's a passionate minority. There's 10 or 20,000 people that are still, like, really upset.
It's a number that just is dwindling.
Yeah.
What's crazy is... their attendance figures have actually gone up this year.
Right.
Slightly, but up. They're right around 25,000, which is 21st in the league.
I recommend some sell the team T-shirts, some sell the team protests.
Okay.
So I think one of the big problems is...
You won't lead the protests.
I'm not going to lead anything, but I'm just saying.
Get out there with your picket sign.
One of the big problems is, you know, and we tried talking to a couple people who are more familiar with the ownership. Is nobody has a great sense of who's running the team. There's these other names that we're not even familiar with.
I thought Mark was kind of the front of it.
I think he's the front of it.
Yeah.
But there are other people who are involved. Like, I don't know if they were brother-in-law whatever it is.
There were other people, the chief financial officer and all the others included. I know. The names you didn't even know of.
Exactly.
Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
Hey, Gary.
Thanks for taking my call. I think that with the firing of Rizzo, the fire of Davey, I think that this franchise is doing a complete reset. And I think that trading Gore is probably the best thing because, again, I don't think he's going to stay. I agree. I don't think he's going to be here in a couple years. And you might as well try to get something for him now. I think that if they trade Cook, I think that's where needs to be a groundswell of support.
You mean Wood?
You mean James Wood?
Wood. I'm sorry. Yeah. There needs to be a groundswell of support in the league, like it was sort of with Snyder, to move on from the Learners. Okay. Mm. I mean, I just think that the one thing that I think that they have on their side from a fan standpoint, which kind of distinguishes them a little bit from Snyder, is that there's a recent World Series, a fairly recent World Series.
And he doesn't have the toxic workplace and sexual harassment and all those things.
Exactly. But I'm seeing them becoming like, you remember when the Florida Marlins won the World Series several years ago? And then that franchise just tanked after that. I mean, they were irrelevant for decades after that. That's sort of what I'm kind of sniffing here potentially with the Nationals if the Learners.
Pretty depressing, but it's hard to argue with that so far. Pretty depressing. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.